Good morning. It's Thursday morning, I think. It is. I'm only joking. It's Thursday. I'm sitting here in my kitchen thinking, what would you like to hear from me? And that's the key thing, really. If you're interested in what it's like to have breakfast in Ireland on a school day, when you're not only having some class of a breakfast, but in the background you have radio, television, known as RTE, radio, news. I'm just getting up and going closer to the radio so you can hear it.
Finnegan's Executive Council, which is drawn from Oireachtas members, councillors, ordinary members and officers, will gather at the party's Mount Street headquarters in Dublin. The standout item on the agenda is a motion from its Dunleary branch calling for an urgent review of the constituency's general election candidates. While Deputy Bailey isn't mentioned in the motion by name, the clear intent was to have her removed.
It's a high drama. The clear intent was to have her removed. And that is what I'm listening to at 8:10 in the morning. I mean, that's like a novel, a crime novel. You know, we gotta remove this person. Yeah, conspirators. Or else it's like politics. We gotta get rid of her. Just like at one stage, they wanted to get rid of, and maybe still want to do in the UK, get rid of Tom Watson as chairman of the Labour Party. Hang on, I gotta get up and let the cat in. Hey. The cat wants water after eating breakfast. The dog is lying quietly in the far corner. And you're probably wondering, what is Paul having for his breakfast? You know, he told us he was going to invite us to join him for breakfast, but he hasn't told us what he's having. Well, I'll tell you, I'm having one cup, and I think that's all I'll have time for, of bog standard tea. Now, when I started talking about bog standard tea a few years ago, I think, people didn't know what I was talking about. And in fact, recently somebody has told me that they went online looking for bog standard tea and they weren't able to find it. They were in England, actually. They were in the, it was England, part of the UK. And they couldn't find bog standard tea, so I think they went and bought Twinings tea or PG Tips or something. But Ireland has got a famous tea called Barry's Tea. And I haven't come on here this morning to tell you about Barry's Tea, but let me just say that it is the strongest brand of Irish tea, and it is to be found abroad. And many Irish immigrants have gone off abroad to faraway places, and there are a few things they crave, and one is Barry's tea. Proper Irish butter is another. Potato crisps might be another. Marmite might be another. I'm not so sure about the Marmite. Anyway, here's to today. And in case you haven't heard about it, there is a monthly podcast challenge which I'm participating in, which is to make a podcast episode every day of this month of November. 30 episodes, and we're about halfway through.